This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Christian faith rests on the absolute reliability of what God has said, what He has promised, and what He has done for people who believe in Him and in His only Son, Jesus Christ. The record of revealed truth is found in the Holy Bible, the Word of God. So then, how reliable and trustworthy is the Bible? I quote the Bible constantly on this program, so obviously I feel the Bible is completely and absolutely reliable. Today I will give you some of my reasons for this. First, a brief word with my Heavenly Father. Father God, let me show everyone who You really are and reveal Your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. Our website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. That's www.visionforchristworld.com. The Bible makes claims about the creation of the universe, the nature of the God who created the universe and reigns supremely over it, and the fate of mankind. If these claims are true, then the Bible is the most important book in the history of mankind. If the Bible is true, then it holds the answers to the biggest questions of life. Where did I come from? Why am I here? And what happens to me when I die? The importance of the message of the Bible demands it receive fair consideration, and the truthfulness of its message can be observed, tested, and it's able to withstand scrutiny. The internal evidence of the truthfulness of the Bible provides many compelling arguments for why one should believe the Bible. First, the unique message of the Bible sets it apart from other religious texts. The Bible, for instance, teaches that mankind is inherently evil and deserving of eternal death. If man were responsible for the content of the Bible, the view of humanity would not be so dark. We tend to make ourselves look good. The Bible also teaches that humans can do nothing of themselves to remedy their natural state. This too goes against human pride if it were written by humans. The unity of the biblical message is further reason for why one should believe the Bible. The Bible was written over a period of approximately 1,550 years, with at least 40 human writers, most of whom did not know each other and were from varying backgrounds, king, fisherman, tax collector, shepherd, etc. The Bible was written in various environments, desert, prison, royal court, etc. Three different languages were used to write the Bible, and despite covering controversial subjects, it carries one harmonious message. The circumstances surrounding the writing of the Bible would seem to guarantee its fallibility, and yet the message from Genesis to Revelation is amazingly consistent. Another reason why one should believe the Bible is its accuracy. The Bible should not be confused with a science textbook, but that does not mean that the Bible does not speak to issues that are scientific in nature. The water cycle was described in Scripture centuries before it was a scientific discovery. In some cases, science and the Bible have seemed to be at odds with each other, yet when science has advanced, the scientific theories have proven wrong, and the Bible proved right. For example, it used to be standard medical practice to bleed patients as a cure for illness. Many people died because of excessive blood loss. Now, medical professionals know that bloodletting as a cure for most diseases is counterproductive. The Bible always taught that the life of a creature is in the blood. That's Leviticus 17:11. The truth claims of the Bible concerning world history have also been substantiated. Skeptics used to criticize the Bible for its mention of the Hittite people, example 2 Kings 7:6. The lack of any archaeological evidence to support the existence of a Hittite culture was often cited as a rebuttal against Scripture. In 1876, however, archaeologists discovered evidence of the Hittite nation, and by the early 20th century, the vastness of the Hittite nation and its influence in the ancient world was common knowledge. When it is put to the test, the Bible is proved true in every area. Its truth extends to the spiritual as well. That means that when the Bible says the Hittite nation existed, then we can believe that there were Hittites. And when the Bible teaches that all have sinned, Romans 3:23, and the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23, then we need to believe that too. And when the Bible tells us that God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8, and that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish, but have eternal life, John 3:16, then we can and should believe that also. Logic requires that there is only one objective truth for any specific claim. Contradictory claims cannot be equally true. For example, the statements, "The hamster is in its cage," and "the hamster cage is empty," cannot both be true simultaneously. This evaluation of truth applies to spiritual matters just as well as logical or physical matters. It is reasonable to claim that the Bible is true in a way that excludes all other statements. Examining the Bible in the same way we would any other text, we can confidently say that it is, in fact, true. The Bible not only encourages readers to examine their own beliefs, but it also commends those who check spiritual claims for truth. See Acts 17:11. 1 John chapter 4 says, "Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to determine if they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus as the Christ, who has come in the flesh, is from God. But every spirit that refuses to confess Jesus, that spirit is not from God." The Bible makes claims on the basis of history and eyewitnesses, Luke 1, 1-4, 2 Peter 1, 1-16, connects belief to visible evidence. John 20, 30-31, and ties biblical ideas to the observable world, Psalm 19:1 and Romans 1. Luke 1:1-4 explains, "Now many have undertaken to compile an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, like the accounts passed on to us by those who were eyewitnesses and servants of the word from the beginning. So it seemed good to me as well, because I have followed all things carefully from the beginning, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know for certain the things you were taught." Jesus overtly claimed to represent an exclusive truth. John 18:37 quotes Jesus as saying, "For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." So the Bible is clearly meant to be interpreted as true, and exclusively true. See John 17:17. There can be no doubt that the Bible itself claims that every word in every part of the Bible comes from God. 1 Corinthians 2:12 and 13 tells us, "Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. And we speak about these things, not with words taught us by human wisdom, but with those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people." Because it is inspired by God, the Scriptures are therefore authoritative when it comes to establishing doctrine and sufficient for teaching man how to be in a right relationship with God. The Bible claims not only to be inspired by God, but also to have the supernatural ability to change us and make us complete. What more can we need? Another verse that deals with the inspiration of the Scriptures is 2 Peter 1:21. "For no prophetic message ever came just from the human will, but people were under the control of the Holy Spirit as they spoke the message that came from God." This verse helps us to understand that even though God used men with their distinctive personalities and writing styles, God divinely inspired the very words they wrote. Jesus himself confirmed the inspiration of the Scriptures when he said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law." Matthew 5:17 and 18. In these verses, Jesus is reinforcing the accuracy of the Scriptures down to the smallest detail and the slightest punctuation mark, because it is the very Word of God. Because the Scriptures are the inspired Word of God, we can conclude that they are also inerrant and authoritative. A correct view of God will lead us to a correct view of His Word. Because God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and completely perfect, His Word will, by its very nature, have the same characteristics. The Bible is always proved true in every area. Its truth extends to the spiritual as well. When the Bible teaches that all have sinned and the wages of sin is death, then we need to believe that, too. And when the Bible tells us that God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, then we can and should believe that also. So when you hear me quote frequently from the Bible, the reason I do so is that the Bible is the only authority we have about the one true God and His only Son, Jesus Christ. We must rely on the Bible as our completely reliable source of salvation and knowledge of God. The Bible tells us how to be saved, how to believe in Jesus as Savior, and how to be born again to be ready to enter heaven and live with God eternally. Have you trusted in Jesus? Is He your Savior? Who is Jesus to you? If you have not placed your complete faith and trust in Jesus Christ, I urge you to do so today. If you have already trusted in Jesus, please write to us through our website and share the details of your salvation experience. Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at www.visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, www.visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal, saving faith. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Psalm 119, verses 89 and 90. Forever, O Lord, your word will never change in heaven. You are faithful to all people for all time. You have made the earth and it stands.